Listening Part 2. Listen to a talk about balloons. For questions 11 to 20, decide whether the sentences below are true or false. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Part 2. Balloons have been popular for centuries. The earliest balloons were made from parts of animals and can be seen in very old pictures painted a long time ago. Nowadays, balloons are made from plastics and filled with gases, such as helium, to make them rise into the air. Balloons have been used in many ways. For example, in medicine, in science, and in art. They were also used as flying machines before aeroplanes were invented. A very big balloon, made of special material, was filled with a large amount of hot air. The air was heated by a flame underneath, and a large basket was attached to carry passengers. This form of transport became known as a hot air balloon. The first passengers travelled in a hot air balloon in 1783. The following year, in June 1784, the second hot air balloon flight was named after the French Queen. It took off in front of the kings of France and Sweden and travelled 52 kilometres in 45 minutes. This flight was much faster than the first, but ended early because of bad weather. In the 1950s, an American inventor redesigned the balloon, and hot air ballooning has become a popular sport since then. Hot air balloon rides have become tourist attractions, and there are even festivals to celebrate them. The largest European festival is in Bristol, England. It lasts for 4 days and is regularly attended by around 500,000 people each year. Balloons have also been used to help countries fight wars. In China, almost 1,000 years ago, a type of paper balloon called a sky lantern was used by the army to send messages into the air. These lanterns are still popular at festivals today. However, they can be dangerous to flying aeroplanes and the environment. In fact, in Germany, Austria, and some parts of China, people cannot send sky lanterns into the air for these reasons. In other countries, sending sky lanterns is a popular way to celebrate important events and will probably remain so for many years to come. Now listen again. Balloons have been popular for centuries. The earliest balloons were made from parts of animals and can be seen in very old pictures painted a long time ago. Nowadays, balloons are made from plastics and filled with gases, such as helium, to make them rise into the air. Balloons have been used in many ways, for example, in medicine, in science, and in art. They were also used as flying machines before aeroplanes were invented. A very big balloon, made of special material, was filled with a large amount of hot air. The air was heated by a flame underneath, and a large basket was attached to carry passengers. This form of transport became known as a hot air balloon. The first passengers travelled in a hot air balloon in 1783. The following year, in June 1784, the second hot air balloon flight was named after the French Queen. It took off in front of the kings of France and Sweden and travelled 52 kilometres in 45 minutes. This flight was much faster than the first, but ended early because of bad weather. In the 1950s, an American inventor redesigned the balloon, and hot air ballooning has become a popular sport since then. Hot air balloon rides have become tourist attractions, and there are even festivals to celebrate them. The largest European festival is in Bristol, England. It lasts for 4 days and is regularly attended by around 500,000 people each year. Balloons have also been used to help countries fight wars. In China, almost 1,000 years ago, a type of paper balloon called a sky lantern was used by the army to send messages into the air. These lanterns are still popular at festivals today. However, they can be dangerous to flying aeroplanes and the environment. In fact, in Germany, Austria, and some parts of China, people cannot send sky lanterns into the air for these reasons. In other countries, sending sky lanterns is a popular way to celebrate important events and will probably remain so for many years to come. That is the end of the listening section. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.